Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Nilsson. Batting fourth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnett. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Gerald Williams. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Harnish. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting second. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Will Cordero. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The catcher, Scott Hatteberg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jeff Frey. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Darren Bragg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Wakefield. And now, play ball. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vina hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first, with Wakefield covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Garcia-Para hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Loretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. Garcia-Para settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia-Para fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson hits a fly ball into left field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero strikes out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first, with harnish covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bragg. Williams reaches second base with a double. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0-2. The ball gets by Hatteberg for a passed ball. Williams moves to third. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vina is 0-1 in the game. Vina hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Valentin is 0-1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Vina moves to third. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Nilsson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Nilsson is walked intentionally. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Franco is 0-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fry scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hatteberg strikes out. One out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Fry strikes out. Two outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bragg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nilsson. Bragg reaches second base with a double. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Garciaparra is 0-1 in the game. Garciaparra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nilsson. Garciaparra reaches second base with a double. Bragg scores. It's Brewers, 1, Red Sox, 1. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin is 0-1 in the game. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Vaughn is 0-1 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Garciaparra moves to third. Valentin moves to second. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jefferson is 0-1 in the game. Jefferson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Jefferson reaches second base with a double. Garciaparra scores. Valentin scores. Vaughn moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cordero is 0-1 in the game. Cordero hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Cordero reaches second base with a double. Vaughn scores. Jefferson scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. O'Leary is 0-1 in the game. O'Leary takes first base on ball 4. Joel Adamson now pitching. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hatteberg is 0-1 in the game. Hatteberg hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Nilsson. Hatteberg reaches second base with a double. Cordero scores. O'Leary goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fry is 0-1 in the game. Fry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hatteberg moves to third. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bragg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bragg hits a fly ball into left field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia Parra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia Parra strikes out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jefferson hits a fly ball into left field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny is 0-for-1 in the game. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a pop-up towards the mound. Wakefield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vina is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vina hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cordero hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatteberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatteberg strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Fry reaches second base with a double. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bragg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bragg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Nilsson moves to third. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Nilsson scores. 2 outs. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cirillo hits a line drive towards third. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ron Villone now pitching. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Garciaparra hits a fly ball into left field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a pop-up towards first. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Loretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Loretta strikes out. 1 out. Jesse Levis pinch hits for Mike Matheny. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Levis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Levis for the out. 2 outs. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jesse Levis now catching. Jeff Hewson now playing second base. Jack Voigt now playing first base. Mark Loretton now playing shortstop. Darren Jacks Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jefferson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cordero hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Leary hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatteberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hatteberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hewson hits a line drive towards the mound. Wakefield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Voit takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cordero. Nilsson reaches second base with a double. Voit moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco strikes out. 2 outs. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burnetz is 0-for-3 in the game. Burnetz hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Fetters now pitching. Todd Dunn now playing left field. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fry hits a line drive into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Garciaparra is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Garciaparra hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Corsi now pitching. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Loretta is 0-for-3 in the game. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Levis is 0-for-1 in the game. Levis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.